B'chayres, Perches, Mishnah Aleph. Now we're going into a new realm. These are the halachas of B'chor La'odom. We're talking about in the context of B'chor, we learned the halachas of B'chor L'gabi Behema, which B'chorim have Kedushas, B'chor Behema Tohiro, which have the halachas of B'chor Pidyon Petach Hamor. And now, from there, we went into Mumin. We had a bunch of prokem now about Mumin. We went Agav, Mumin and Behema into Mumin of a Kohen, Mumin of the Oivdim, and now we're on to the halachas of Bechor. And there's two types of Bechorim. Yesh Bechor l'nachlo, ve'ena Bechor l'kohen. Let's introduce what the concept is of Bechor l'nachlo and what's a Bechor l'kohen. Bechor l'nachlo is something we haven't met up till now. Be'etzem, its place is in Perek Yesh Neuchlin in Bava Batzer. And the halacha is over there, Psukim and Pashas Kiseitze, is that when a person gives over his nechosim to his children after he passes away, of course he doesn't give it over. Yerusha is a process that happens by itself. He doesn't have to bequeath it to his children. His children get his nechosim emelu. And the pasuk says, "V'hoya b'yom anchila es bonov esa she'ir loy," that which he has, lo yuchal levaker es ben ahuva al pein ben asnu labchoy. He can't choose children. There's a process that takes place automatically. What's that process? Ki es abchor ben asnuo yakir. He has to give him his recognition. Losus loy pishnayim b'chol asheim matzalo. He has to give him a double portion. Yehu reishis oynay loy mishpat abchor. Every word over here is going to be significant. What the protim of the dinim of b'chor l'nachlo is, but this is called b'chor l'nachlo, which means that the firstborn child, and this by the way is reishis oynay. It's his b'chor. It's nothing to do with a peter rechem, with the mother's firstborn. Reish Yisoyne means the first existing or surviving child of the father. How does Pishnayim work? The basic rule of thumb is that, let's say a person dies, he leaves over three sons. Nachla goes, we're not going to chaz over the whole perek Yishnoykla now, but Nachla goes to sons, not to daughters, if there are children. He has three sons. Normally you divide up a third, a third, a third. If there's a Bechor, if the firstborn is a child, so then you're going to look at it as four portions. Each child gets 25. He only has three boys. The oldest will get a Pishnayim, and he gets the Chelek of two. He'll actually get 50, and the other sons will get 25. And that's the way you'll make the Cheshbon, depending on the numbers. So there's a type of Bechor, which is a Bechor le'nachlo. And it's not a Bechor L'Koyim. Bechor L'Koyim we're familiar with already. A firstborn child of a mother, the same way we had, more or less the same type of idea of Mivakeres that we had so much about in earlier Prakim over here, in Bechoros is the same. That's true. The Pratim more or less are the same. Legabe Bechor of Kedushas Leidas Imoy. He's a Petarechim. So there are those that are a Bechor for this. Bechor l'koyin v'ene Bechor l'nachlo. Bechor l'nachlo u l'koyin. Yesh'ene Bechor loy l'nachlo v'loy l'koyin. This is a very standard format. And the Mishnah is of when there's two dinim that are contrasting. So we have for this, we have for that, we have for both, and we have for neither. Ezu Bechor l'nachlo v'ene Bechor l'koyin. What's a case where there's uniquely a Bechor l'nachlo? And he's not a Bechor L'Koyin. Habo acha hanefolim sheyotza roish chai. A child, a son, who was born after miscarriages. The basic idea is over here that it doesn't have to be the first biological child. A person could have a child that was born. He was yotza roish chai. The case over here, the way the Mishnah is explained, is we're talking about achim te'umim. The firstborn, picture Esav, the first son, sticking his head out of the rechem, and officially he's born, but Lemaisa, the second son, is the oldest surviving one. That means the first one was Hichnis Roishoy, and then he didn't come out alive. And then the second one was the first one that was born, completely born in a state of Chayim. He would have a din of Reishis Oinoi. Very interesting drosha, Chazal have, Reishis Oinoi. The first, the Loshna Posuk, Reishis Oinoi Pashtus, means literally the first zera of that father, but that's not what it means lahalocha. That's the context the way Yaakov Avinu says it in Parshas Vayechi legabe Reuven. Reishis koichi v'reishis oini. But that's not what reishis oini means over here. Chazal akdoshim dash in the posuk reishis oini reishis aninusoi. The first child that he would have a din of aninus on, that he would have some type of, if that child died, that he would have some type of avelus on. Now, the Gemara adds a prat over here, is that if the Misha Hoitzi Yotza Roshe Chai was a Koluloi Chadosh, that means Batsim was a fully developed fetus after 9 months, then that would be enough to be considered a later Bar Kayoma, and the second son would not be considered Reishis Oinoi, Reishis Aninusoi. It has to be with the one who was Hoitzi Roshe, the reason why he died back in utero after his head went back in is because he was a Nefil. He wasn't a Bar Kayoma. And here the shaila is biologically, how could you have twins where one is a Koluloi Chadosh, one is a Bar Kayoma, and one is not? And the Gemara explains in Metzias, this is a Metzias that's in the Mishnayos in Nida, where some children, we're not so familiar with this Metzias, but some fetuses are fully developed by 7 months and some are by 9. So you can have two children, could have two fetuses in utero that are completely born. One is a Koluloi Chadoshev, one biologically is a fully formed child, and one is not. That being said, the one that's Koluloi Chadoshev would be considered a leider of Ben Aninusoi, and the one that's Loi Koluloi Chadoshev is not, even though in Peter Rechem, he's certainly Mafti the Rechem, and Habo Achrov is not a Peter Rechem. So this would be enough for Bechor Lenachle, even though it's not enough for Bechor Lekohunim. One more crucial point to mention, that is, the Lashon of the Mishnah is Mashma, that the only thing that makes Ois, the only Yelud which makes Ois Bechor Lekohuna, is only by a Hoitzer Rosh Chai. What happens by stomach miscarriage, where the Vlad, the fetus, passed away? The Vlad is Hoitzi Roshoi Meis already. A regular miscarriage, regular stillborn. Would that be Mafkir from Shem Peter Rechem? It's Mash from the Mishnah that not. The Mephoshim explain, based on many Sugis Hashas that are clear not that way, that the Loshon of Hoitzi Roshoi Chai is Lav Davka, and the only Chiddush over here is Klapi Bechor Lenachla, that Hoitzi Roshoi Chai, even when he wasn't born as a Ben Kayoma, that's not Moitzi from Bechor Lenachla. But as far as Bechor Lepini is concerned, of course the Bo Achrov is not a Petko Rechem. The problem is that it's Halach in Shulchan Aruch not that way. In Shulchan Aruch, in Yerideh Shin Hei Chov Gimel, which comes from the Torah, and it paskins over there that a Hoitzi, a regular Uber Meis, B'mei Imoi, would be mafkia the boyim achro from Shem Peter Rechem. You look at the goyin over there, the goyin says, Shkogo Gedoylo, and he brings the Sugis Hashas. That's again, the Pashtus of a Mishnah is like this tour, but it's Nister from Kama Sugis and Shas, Tzorchi and God. The next case in the Mishnah, Ben Tisha Sheyotza Roy Shemeis, is that there's a Ben Tisha, fully developed child, that could have been born. Unfortunately, the child died in utero, Berechem Imoy. And the Vlad HaMeis was Hoitzi Roshoi. That would also be considered, since the baby was born dead, therefore it's not considered Reishis Oinu, and therefore the Abba Akrov is considered a Bechor Lenachlo. But simultaneously, the Hoitzi Roshoi Meis would be enough to be Mafkia, the Shem Peter Rechem from Abba Akrov. And this is Lekuli Alma, this is not totally in the Machlokes that we just mentioned. The last case over here is a mapelas in any tsura, any misshapen form, a regular fetus, but it's some other shape. That's also mafkia from Shem Peter Rechem legabi bechor lekohuna, legabi bechor lepidyon. Masha'enkein, Bechor, Legabi Nachlo, that's Avada, not a Reishis Oinoi. So again, it's quite clear that to be Mafkia Shem Peter Rechem from Habo Achrov is enough, even a Nefil, which has no Shaychis with a live child being born. Even if it's dead, even if it doesn't have its Tzuras, Havlad, as a Tzuras, Kamin Behem Echai Va'if, The only case where we just said the Torah somehow holds not that way is only by a ben shmoyne chadoshim. That's hoytzi rosh emes. And even on that is very shver, because every miscarriage in any shape, form, or any stage of pregnancy, the habon ma'achrov are not considered peter rechem, and all this is only true legabe b'chor l'kuna, but legabe b'chor l'nakla. Only live offspring are considered reishis oinoi, and the habon ma'achrov are not considered a b'chor. The chama don't argue with the etzim kolon that we just said. They only argue on this last point. Not any miscarriage, but it has to be a miscarriage of a fetus which has a tzuras adam. That's the only point that they argue on. The makor of Rebbe is very interesting. The Gemara says, they dashen the posuk in Brias Adam in Perek Beis, Vayitza Hashem alikim eno adam kol chayis ha-sodam, kol oif ha-shamayim. The word yitzira is even on chaya and oifois. And the posuk also says, Vayitza Hashem alikim eso adam. So the same way Odom is a Yetzirah, Chayav Oif is also a Yetzirah, Mikan that has a shame, Yetzur Legabe, being called a child, to patter up, to be Mafki, a shame, Haboim Akhro from Bechayr. Hamapela Sandal, this is already a Chatichas Bosa that has some type of shape, like a elongated small piece of Bosa, and that's what came out of the Rechem Hoim. Oishulya, or the embryonic sac that doesn't have a vlad. The shafir merukam. Shafir is the skin of a vlad that before the embryo develops the organs inside. There's a tsuras oir ha uber without the full embryonic tsura inside. The ayoytze mechutoch, or the vlad comes out of the mother, piece by piece. The fetus disintegrated, b'rechem ima, and it came out like that. Habach rein, b'chor l'nachla v'en b'chor l'koyin. Again, there has a shame of lad, to be mafkia, the shame peterechem from haboy machrov. U'mishel lehoyu loibonim, v'noso isha shekval yolda. These cases are more partial. Heyoyis the shame peterechem, l'gabi b'chor l'koyin, is totally in the mother. And b'chor l'nachla is totally in the father. So it's azoy. A man marries a woman. He doesn't have other children before the son in question. He married a woman that has children. Either a miscarriage or she has live children. Either he married also a shivcha that's nishtachra. A shivcha that's nishtachra has a din of a giyoris. Oida nochris vinis gaira, and what we mean to say is that she had a vlad, not b'kedushas Yisrael. She had a vlad as a shivcha, who was an eved, oh, but no difference. She had a child as a goy before she was megaira, but lamaisa she had a child. Mishabosli Yisrael yolda b'chol lenachlo, because that's totally in the father v'ena b'chol lekoyin. Point being that kedushas b'chayra of peterechem is peterechem biologically, not b'kedushas Yisrael. Rabbi Yosi Haglili Oimer, no. B'chor l'nachlo u'lekoyin, shenem ha'peter rechem b'Yisrael, ad sheyiftu rechem b'Yisrael. Very understandable. The p'tiras rechem is a chalois in the woman that she's not a mevakeres when she gives birth to a Jewish peter rechem. The peter rechem has to be b'Yisrael. So merely holds that the fact that biologically it's her first child doesn't make a difference. It has to do with halacha, with kedushas Yisrael. Now, you see in the Mefarshim that they lake to in Rabbi Yosi HaGlili, it's not just stomach zeres HaKosu, but the vort is, once you think about it, is that it's not totally a biological mitzvah. Does a person have children if he was Megayer afterwards? We have a klal Gershon is Gayer Kekotan Shemayel Adami. So the idea is that a woman had children, Ba'idah Shivcha, Ba'idah Goyo, they're not her children. Based on that, it would still be luchayre biological mitzvah of peter rechem of them stating the teruk zes hakasu yiftum rechem Yisrael, and chacham hold it's still totally biological, even though the pasuk seems to say be Yisrael. Bishayil lebonim, somebody who has children, he himself, v'noso isha shaloyolda, and here's the converse: he marries a woman that for her the baby that's born is a peter rechem nizgayre milberes, or the woman was megayer with a milberis. The klal is that when she's teveles l'shem gerus, we say Uber Yerechimo, and the Uber is Nichnas L'Kedushas Yisrael, he's not considered anymore a product of his father, but he was born from the Yiddish mother. See, he was born from a Yiddish mother, he has a din of Yisrael, he's Nisyaches Achrel. He has a din of a ben of this woman. Biologically, it's his mother. Even though normally, als the klal of Gershon is Gai Kekotn Shneledomi, a mother who's Megai together with her son. Once that child is born, the Gerus renders them new people, and Mamela, they are not related. Al Pi Alocha, they can marry each other. Biologically, it's mother and child. Al Pi Alocha, no relation, absolutely no relation. The Dimin Dirabonon, maybe in certain dinim, that he should marry her, they should treat her like a mother, but that's him not. Masha'enkin, if he's born from that mother, even though he was Nizgayer, because Nizgayer is part of his mother, Ubi Yerechimoy, and the halacha is his mother. But the father that he had Begusa is not his father. We'll speak out a bit of Lamdis, is Lamaisa, when you look at the Rav, he quotes Rashi, that the reason why in Nizgayer Mu'beres it's considered her child, but the father that he had, Begiusa, is not his father. He brings a drosha, the zero ev kechom rachmona afkirei. We don't see yichus gong basar agayish, a father, vizim asusim zirmosom. We see the atayra afkirei lazarish or goy. And Tosfos matmir, why does Rashi have to say that? L'chayra, Gershon is gai kodin shenel adami. So now he's a new person, he's a new berius, he's not related to his goyish father. So Rabbi Seinu achroinim, the Stipler of Shmuel Wazowski and others say a lumdish of Art and Rashi that Bishlam by a regular ger, he was Bob and now he's Baruch. He was one thing and now he's turning to something else. That's Mafkir, his former identity from him. Masha'en Kain, a ger who was Megayer as part of his mother, Be'iburo, he was never A and he turned into B. He was never A, he was never born. Identity is only for somebody who's born, not B'mei, B'mei is part of the mother. So Meli, he never lost his identity. No new identity was chal on him as a ger. So Meli, there would be a legitimate havamina that at the end of the day, he's nisyaches after his goyish father. Of them kamash malon, that the Torah was mafkia yichus to a yid from a goyish father. It's a bazundurivor. But not al gershon is guy. But vinishvi, the mother is his mother because he was born from that mother as a yid. The Gerus is chal on him as part of the mother, and he's born as a Jew, the son of the Jewish mother, the Gerus. The same thing is true in the Shtachra Muberes, Yolda Hi V'Kohenes, or what about his different type of case in Gansin? Yolda Hi V'Kohenes, there's a Jewish mother together with a Kohenes. Kohenes, we learned in the beginning of the Masechta, does not have a din of Peter Rechem. You don't have to do Pidyon HaBen on a child who's born from a mother who's a Kohenes or if the father's a Kohen. So what happens if you have a mother who's a daughter of a Kohen and she gets mixed up, the vloggers get mixed up in the hospital? Ben Yisraelis with a Ben Kohenes. Another case, he v'Leviyah. Leviyah also don't have a din of Pidyon HaBen. He v'Isha Shekvayolda, or another type of case. There's two women. One of them, it's not her first child. One is her first child. The child is which is the right baby. So who exactly is Mechuyiv? The child, when he grows up, does not know if he's a Mechuyiv v'Pidyon HaBen. Now, if you think about it, the couples know who they're married to. So the husband of the woman who gave birth and his wife is Yisraelis know that he's Mechuyiv. He just doesn't know which child he's actually paying for, but he's definitely mechuyev in Pidyon HaBen. So all these cases are bechoyrois. The father has on him the chayv of Pidyon HaBen. He's mechuyev too. Bepoyed benoy. Whether his son living by him or got mixed up and living by different couples, of no matter. He's mechuyev. So this is a case where he's mechuyev with bechor le Pidyon HaBen, bechor le kuhuna, not a bechor le nachu, because at the end of the day, this child, when he grows up, is going to be a suffix of this father. He can't take pishnayim from any of the other children. V'chein misha loy shoa so acha baylo shloy shechadoshim. A woman who gets divorced, her husband dies, is mechuyev to wait 91 days, 93 days, until getting remarried. This is a takona kavua. Why? Because there's always hanin is man hacker, and Hukar Ubar is generally speaking 3 months, so we tell a woman that after 3 months from when she's married, it will be clear that she's not carrying the child of her former husband. In the middle, there won't be a hachlofas yichusim. But what happens if a woman violated this takana and she was loisha also akabat l'shloisha chadoshim? Vinises, she got married, the older she gave birth. You have no idea if the child is a child of the first husband's second. Now, when the child's born, if it was from the second husband, then the child's going to be a preemie. So now the Mishnah speaks of ein yadua, it's impossible to tell. In ben tisha l'rishna ben shiva la'achron, it was 2 months after she lost her first husband. She went and got remarried, and times of Chazal was impossible. There were vlodos that were fully developed ben shiva, and there were other vlodos that took 9 months to develop. And you can't tell by us l'chayre the mitzvahs of a preemie is such that if it would have been from her first husband, it would have been born as a full-term baby. The second husband would have been 7 months, you would be able to tell. There would be things that are underdeveloped that wasn't the mitzvahs b'mei chazal. In any case, the suffix is over here is not klapi the woman. Klapi the woman, the child is a peter rechem. Somebody is mechuyev, he's a bechor lekuna. However, which father, which nachla does he get pishnayim? Not clear. So by all these cases, bechor lekoyim and a bechor lenachla. Ezu bechor lenachla u lekoyim. What's the straightforward case of a bechor being a bechor without any... without any problems. Hamapelas shvir maledam. Obviously, the mission doesn't have to speak out. A normal couple got married, and a year later, b'shot tova, they had a child. So we have to say a case which is a chiddush, a type of miscarriage which bechlal has no shaks with being halachically a fetus would definitely not be mafkir the shem peterechem from abo achrov. Hamapelas shvir maledam. Sack, an embryonic sack, mole dam, not mole pieces of uber, mole mayim, mole gininim. Gininim is some type of colors of some type of discharge. Mapelas kimindogim, chagovim, shkotzim, remosim, different types of berries. Remember, we had before that kimin chayiv oif is considered a yitzur, but not fish. Chagovim are arba locusts, shkotzim, remosim. The different types of bugs, crawling creatures, they do not have a shame yitzur. They definitely do not have a shame of a peterechem to get rid of the shame peterechem from abo machrim. Hamapelas yoimar boim, or a woman who's mapelas up until 40 days from tchilas yibur. Chazal had a klal that the beginning of the tzuras havlad is only formed 40 days after the beginning of a pregnancy. So if a woman knows for sure, she only got married or whatever it is, she knows for sure that she's not expectant, and then she more than 40 days, and then she miscarries, so then habo achrem b'chol l'nachl u l'koyin. That type of woman, avada, is a regular mevakeres on the vlodos haboyim achrem.